Just another figure in a newspaper. Just another blood stain on the ground. Just another victim of this once great land. Could you tell me when salvation will be found? Until then, it's just another prayer for the dying. Just what's spinning round in my head. Just another in their champagne, whilst our people fight for very life itself. Now we're second class in our own countries, in poverty whilst they build up their wealth. While our fear is still just another prayer for the dying. Just another prayer for the dying. Just a requiem for the dead.
All right, here we are. The 19th day of February 2017. It's Incendiary Radio, one more week. One more week of chaos, one more week of insanity, one more week of uncharted territory. Everybody's got a big ego out here behind microphones. They think they know it all. Everybody thinks they know it all. You know, I'm gonna get more humble as the weeks progress, because you know what, I'm realizing how little I know, and to try to discern what's in another person's motivations, and to try to think you know everything, and you just got a couple decades on the earth. That's really the uttermost in folly and naivety. I want to like Trump, I really do, and I've got a real balanced show tonight with my Trump material, but I was watching the footage of the Melbourne rally, and it's all over the place, and Jones played it on his show today, some of it. But last 8 toxic years of the Marxists really on the rise, and the anti-God forces out here, and the White House bathed in the rainbow lighting and the tranny bathroom garbage, and making our soldiers walking around in red high heels, and all this insanity we've had to watch with this. The son of Frank Marshall Davis and Michael Michelle, whatever the wife is, who's going to get a cooking show now, from what I understand, massive $1 million book deals. But this was a breath of fresh air, and I don't know if this was planned. You don't know any of this, but Mr. Producer, let's roll clip 25.
Thank you. Let us pray. Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us these days our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Good afternoon.
All right, you can stop it. So, Melania, Trump's, I guess, third wife, she comes out and reads the Lord's Prayer in her, you know, heavy accent. You know, she speaks multiple languages, and so people that want to make fun of her for having her heavy accent, you know, whatever, that just shows your own kind of backyard ignorance. But I, you know, and some people say, be real jaded and cynical about that, and, oh, you know, she was a former hooker and all that crap that we've all been through with the research. And, you know, a lot of these people out here, they don't want to give anybody the chance to ever change or repent or reform or any of these things. And then they automatically just sit on their high horse like they've never done anything wrong. And they want to bash everybody. They never have a positive word to say about anybody. And so, you know, I just think that's good for the country and the people that were there and the people that watch it, regardless of you, you know, if you've got some conspiratorial kind of theory about why that happened or what have you. Trump said, you know, he didn't know that was going to happen. You don't, you know, you really don't know how scripted this stuff it is or not. And I'm going to play some of that speech tonight that Trump did down in Melbourne, Florida. But, you know, I just think, you know, a return at least to tradition and America and, you know, this, the nuts and bolts of, you know, the bedrocks of the country. And, you know, whether you're Orthodox or Catholic or Protestant, or even if you're you don't believe in that sort of paradigm, I still think it's good just for kids and the overall psyche, a shot in the arm of the overall psyche. It's like, look at the Antifas and the protesters and look how they look in the crowds, and then you look at the people at the Trump rallies, and a lot of people want to, you know, just bash, you know, the people that supported Trump, but this is really this what's left of, and I know that a lot of them are asleep at the wheel when it comes to the geopolitical and the economic skullduggery and all the mafiosos at battling it out right now under the surface. In these kind of little skirmishes we see between these factions, you know, I'm having a good time with it. There's a lot of upheaval going on various radio networks and people at each other's throats. And, you know, I'm trying to just kind of remove myself from the toxicity of all this. I don't want to be involved in it. I don't have the time. Let me just say this. First and foremost, I'll always love this country, and I'll love, you know, Americana. And I know that, you know, in a Smedley Butler-ish sort of way, realizing that we've had gangsters that have sent our boys off to die, sometimes fighting against the very people that we probably should have had alliances with in the past. And I realize that. But I'm not going to let that take away from, you know, those feelings of patriotism I had as a young boy in the 70s. many of you listening, the younger folks out here, you never even got to see the 70s. And I can only imagine what the 60s looked like before the, you know, synthetic kind of Laurel Canyon kind of counterculture, Grateful Dead, Jerry Garcia kind of destabilization, you know, by a wing of our intelligence apparatus to create this kind of drug, hippie, anti-war culture, and really start to rip at the foundations of the society. But I'll tell you, you know, growing up here in the Midwest, and there were so many good things. And when you see a Marine in his dress blues, man, I mean, that, and I'm partial to the Marine Corps because I served in it and honorably discharged from it. But you know, I was working with a young guy who's a Marine, and now he's in the kind of like the Army Reserves, and I had a long talk with him the other night, and you know, I still really have a high regard for some of these kids, man, that put their rear end on the line and signed the dotted line. Unfortunately, right now we've got an occupied criminal, pedo, you know, world domination, transhuman kind of bunch of sick visionaries at the helm right now. And whether this bunch that's just taken power or not is going to make some headway, you know, there's a lot of people that are basically putting their entire life's, let's say, everything they've built, their entire reputations and their entire, you know, how people view them, they're putting everything on this administration. And so I know this, as somebody past my mid-40s, every administration that I've ever seen that has come across the, you know, been shot across the bow has burned us. And so there's signs that this could happen again. And I got a lot of various clips and things, and I've got a little bit out of the Protocol 12 I want to get to tonight. And there's a little bit out of Marx and Satan that I want to get to tonight. Let me go through this real quick. And this kind of popped into my head during the week. I was just doing some thinking about this. These kind of people that we're seeing being used as the proxy type shock troops to destabilize the country now that Trump is here and he's the figurehead. And so all of these groups that have laid dormant, okay, very few, you know, some of them were actually vocal about Obama, and I'll have to give them credit. Those are the few that had any integrity. But these ones that have been activated now, and I'm going to try to get through some of this stuff about Obama being in his bunker 2 miles away from the White House, this Organizing for Action cabal that he's got now, OFA, you know, now the president's going to go into this Alinskyite community organizer mode now that he's not in, you know, the CEO position anymore. And so is this another layer of the PSYOP? Or is this guy going to continue with what they consider the revolution? You got this whole faction embedded into the federal government calling itself the resistance now to the evil Hitlerian Trump. And you see the entire Hollywood, you know, puppet sector being totally, you know, activated against this new Republican president. Okay, you know, it really makes you want to laugh and cry at the same time, because these Hollywood types, I hate them worse than I hate the retard SJWs on the street, because these are people with, you know, their millions of dollars. And I know many of them are into these sick rituals where they're into the same type of little stuff that some of the politician class are into and some of the clerical class are into, no matter what their little flavor is, whether it's the rabbis, the imams, or the priests. But these Hollywood types, they're partaking in these rituals as well. From a lot of convincing researchers out there will connect a lot of dots for you on that. Whether it's the rock and roll side of the house, whether it's the rap kind of black entertainment side of the house, or whether it's the actors, you know, the mega actors like Jim Carrey, who some even maintain is one of these high kind of officials in the satanic underworld out there in Hollywood. Mr. Herpes carrying Jim Carrey, whose girlfriend supposedly just committed suicide probably last year, and wrote all this stuff to him about, you know, him burning her with herpes and all this garbage. But that's a whole nother thing to get into. But let me go to I got a few minutes left before the break. The kind of black resistance, black power type people that wear the red, black, and green. And I'm sure you've seen this. And this little few minutes is going to be the red, black, and the green decoded. Now, this symbol's been around since I can remember. People wearing it on wristbands and T-shirts and hats and, you know, Public Enemy and Professor Griff and Terminator X, the DJ from Public Enemy, and X-Clan. And I'm probably talking over some of your heads. This is like the 1980s, when I was a kid, they went through this kind of militant, like, Egyptian black power, black supremacist, cocktailing with the Nation of Islam and the Morris Science Temple types, the Five Percenters, Black Panther stuff. It all kind of really had a resurgence in the 80s, and these people are all wearing around the red, black, and the green. And I was like, you know what? I knew this a while back. I read upon it, but then somehow, you know, things get buried in your subconscious, and then it comes back up. And this is the red, the black, and the green. The communists, the red, okay? They don't care what a lot of Jews in here, a lot of whites, a lot of Latinos. A lot of people have bought into this communism. The Asians, look at the Chinese. So this is your red block, okay? The black, okay? That's your black supremacist cults. Nation of Islam, now married to Scientology in a weird fashion. The Morris Science Temple, the black Hebrew Israelites, this whole black racial, we're the original, we was Kangs, the whole kind of mentality. And then the green. What's green the symbol of? It's the symbol of Islam, especially Saudi Arabia and kind of Sunni version of Islam. So you got the communist black power types, and then you got Islam all kind of molded together in this block. And this is, you know, basically the golem, the proxy army of the secret controllers that really have their hands behind all of these groups, and which is Kosher Nostra and your liberation theology wing of the Jesuits. They're all buried in this thing together. Yesterday and this weekend, okay, there was a big immigration, free the people immigration march all over on the West Coast in L.A., free the people immigration march. And this is what's so crazy. They had a guy from CARE, Council of Arab American Islamic Relations guy. And we know CARE, for those of us that have dug into CARE, they're basically a front for various factions of Islamists, probably penetrated by intelligence agencies, so forth and so on. Well, this guy's sitting there bragging about this alliance between the La Raza-type Mexicans and the Muslims on the West Coast, and probably now going to try to penetrate into the Southwest, New Mexico, Arizona, and so forth. So it's in really creepy language this guy's using, talking about how many babies they're having and I think he might have a Mexican wife or something. But he's basically they're basically bragging about how many kids they're having. We'll pick this up on the other side of the break. Incendiary Radio on Republic Broadcast Network.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from TakeFromCaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at TakeFromCaesar.us.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Let me just give you a little kind of a overview. I want to get into Flynn. I'm going to get into Milo going on Bill Maher. I got a little bit of that. A little bit of Jones and Rogan that I promised you I'd pull up from last week. I found the part on 9/11. A little bit of this Robert David Steele, who I covered some weeks back. He was on Barrett's and Professor Hall's False Flag Weekly News and kind of got into them. If you've been listening weekly, well, he's been making his rounds, and he was on Jones this week, and he's been on a bunch of programs, and he's a CIA guy, and you know, whenever you see these former CIA on these shows, you really got to just have your thinking cap on and try to keep your sea legs with it, because once in the CIA, I don't think you ever really get out. You're in that thing for life. And so National Guard activation, this kind of PSYOP story where there's a bunch of different people saying a bunch of different things about it. I mean, real fear porn, man, going on, doom porn, floating around. And, it's been in the fever pitch for the last couple of years, but now it's gotten real crazy. And this is most likely part of the continued destabilization program here. Now, PewDiePie, got to get into PewDiePie just for a minute. you know, this seventh floor at the State Department, the shadow government that, you know, some people say Hillary installed over there. I mean, the State Department's been penetrated for decades. Think about them setting up Mao Zedong, okay? And so, you know, Trump with getting into it with the CNN guy, Acosta again. I got that here. Some flat earth stuff from some NBA guys. They're actually this flat earth kind of research where, you know, a large portion of some of your Christian kind of people and then your kind of more conspiracy minded researchers are kind of all flat earthers. And you got Eric Dubay, you know, Atlantean conspiracy, flat earth conspiracy guy who's over in Thailand. But this stuff's bubbling out even into the sports world where, like, NBA guys are talking flat earth. So, and then they get basically tried to get – they get skewered by the interviewers. So this – I got a couple of those clips. The continued meltdown. I got to play this one about Tyrese Gibson calling Trump Hitler and telling the Patriots not to go up there to visit Trump. I mean, this stuff is so over the top. Evan McMullen basically calling Trump a domestic enemy on mainstream, like the CNN, and basically calling for him to be toppled. I mean, this is, I'm in my mid-40s, and talk like this on mainstream, like a CNN-level program or something, I mean, this is just insane. I mean, think about how people would have flipped if right-wingers were actually, I mean, on CNN or whatever, with Obama being a month into office saying these things. I mean, Obama proved himself to be a domestic enemy. It took a very short time. I mean, just by the Marxist kind of tactics and where he was trying to take the federal government. I mean, everybody knew after not that long that, of course, this guy is hostile to, you know, basically the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, and going after guns, running all these hoaxes to go after guns like Sandy Hook. And, you know, these people that they it's like Jones and these guys, they get so big. Then they make statements that, yeah, Sandy Hook looks bogus to me. And then they get other people like Rogan and others later on, years later, that call them out on it. And they don't have the balls to stand on it. Just say, yeah, I think the whole thing was bogus. Now, like I always say with these kind of psyops, the absence or perhaps presence of corpses, I don't want to get into. But was this a synthetic operation or wasn't it? See you guys.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months, and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to arhoutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com. Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
That's a song made for a Marine. I just saw these guys Friday night. Major blowout here in St. Louis. Have a crazy night. My rifle, yeah. Built for that song was made for the Marine Corps. Let me plug the chat rooms, incendiaryradio.chatango.com, incendiarychat.chatango.com. If you like hanging out in chat rooms, I know most of the RBN listeners, it's a real mixed bag. A lot of people aren't too computer savvy. Others, welcome to everybody in the chat room. I always appreciate you guys being out there. Let's do this real quick. I've been the last number of weeks, I got back into my protocols, and now I'm at protocol 12. And this one's long, so I just highlighted some of the main points. So I'm not going to take a lot of time with it. But, you know, these... I was watching a Christian Zionist YouTube channel, and this guy's been around. I've been paying attention to him since the mid-90s, and smart, brilliant guys, the two guys talking. But they're like basically evangelical, pretty hardcore, pro-Israel, pre-trib, pre-tribulation rapture types, and that whole deal, dispensationalists. And, you know, hey, you know, everybody's got their own belief system, and the older you get, you realize, man, everybody to bicker about this stuff constantly. You know, I'm at the point now where I'm like, I'm getting to the point where it's just like, you know, you get blue in the face with it. And so you could tell these people have got a good intentions and so forth and so on. It's just that they've been brought down their avenue where they're at. But I got an interesting clip to play in a little bit. But they were talking about the protocols on this clip, and I don't have that part pulled up because I didn't want to include that, because, you know, when you do a 3-hour show a week, you don't have that much time with the breaks and everything else. So, you know, I got a couple pages worth of information here. I got a couple books open. I got 20 something clips, and I like to jump around a lot to keep the audience on their toes. I don't want to get people bored. I like to, you know, try to maneuver around and get into like whatever kind of went down in the last week. And so, but I also want to get back into the books, because I this is where you can really connect dots from the past into the present. And I think that's important too. So Protocol 12, the word freedom, which can be interpreted in various ways, is defined by us as follows. Freedom is the right to do that which the law allows. This interpretation of the word will at the proper time be of service to us, because all freedom will thus be in our hands, since the laws will abolish or create only that which is desirable for us. According to the aforesaid program, we shall deal with the press in the following way. And this is what's kind of interesting with this dust up with Trump and the press and everybody, the whole fake news kind of meme, and everybody really rejecting television and print journalism as basically propaganda arms of, you know, deep state actors or even foreign bodies, like, you know, the whole Israel can do no wrong thing, or, you know, like Hollywood being totally this kind of anti-European, pro everybody else. White people are the source and the wellspring of all evil, and, you know, Jews are this subversive force that is helping all the black people and the Latinos overthrow this evil white supremacist system, and like, so Jews are the vanguard of taking whitey down and this underdog kind of thing. You know, when they dig into it, you know, I was even some of these, you know, people that inhibit our institutions are figuring out this new kind of internet Gutenberg press, as Preston James over at Veterans Today calls it. It's really opened people's eyes, and you know, it's almost like DARPA created this thing to almost. It's a mixed bag. It's like this. It's pushing us into this AI kind of Borg, transhumanist system, but at the same time, it's giving people the access to information where previously at the edge of their fingertips, where previously they had to go to certain places to buy a book or get pamphlets or whatever. And so it almost seems like there's forces inside this dark DARPA world that actually want to say, hey, this is the new Gutenberg press. Let's let the information flow. People are going to find out the truth about all of this. And so when people kind of laugh about, no, there's no, it's all a monolith, there's no war in the deep state between the altruistic or benevolent and the malevolent and evil visions, I just don't think, I think that's a naive thing to say, because we're all humans. And, you know, let's say I'm employed within one of those systems, you know, I mean, or a guy like me, you don't think that I would do battle to try to do what's right. And so, you know, and I know as people get further and further up the chain, the more and more compromised a lot of them become, because they get hooked up into these honey traps, honey pots. They get into the financial kind of backdoor dealings. It puts them on the hook to where they can be blackmailed. And, you know, look at these people like Pelosi and the rest of them. They come in with nothing. Some years in the Congress where they're making a couple hundred grand a year. They're worth multi-millions of dollars. And they're not held accountable. I mean, you know, we're living in this crazy, crazy corrupt system where the higher up the food chain you are, the less accountable you become, which is the exact inverse of how our system should work. Even in state, county, local governments and corporate world, the higher you get, the less accountable you become, which is really ridiculous. And, you know, it is what it is. Let me get back to the protocol here. We shall deal with the press in the following way. What is the part played by the press today? And this is written in 1897, circa 1897. It serves to excite and inflame those passions which are needed for our purpose, or else it serves selfish ends of parties. What are they doing right now? Inflaming passions and exciting people. I mean, think about it. Think of the doom porn on the left, and like the HuffPo, Beast, Salon, Slate, Mother Jones gang are given to those zombies on the left. I mean, you would think Adolf Hitler is about to pull Kristallnacht on all these people. You know what I'm saying? It's ridiculous. And then Trump is this guy from New York surrounded by Ashkenazi Jews, and this guy's going to just smash these lefties, you know. I mean, it's funny to watch these people. It is often vapid, unjust, mendacious, and the majority of the public have not the slightest idea what ends the press really serves. Well, now we do. It's psychological warfare against the population. See, when the press became controlled and dominated by people with nefarious agendas to take us to wars, to create strife between factions, genders, subcategories, and the rest. We see what it is now. That's what the role the press really serves. I beg you to note that among those making attacks upon us will also be organs established by us, but they will attack exclusively points that we have predetermined to alter. Think about that. Some of the more virulent, let's say, anti-Jewish kind of media out here that makes itself look almost clownish, okay, by getting down to the gutter level and not being sophisticated in their arguments. And so, therefore, they play right into the caricature that has been created for them by the people that want to control them. You see, the more silly you look to the zombie sleeping hordes, when you throw around epithets and when you throw around, you know, kind of crazy words, it's funny, but at the same time, you are falling into the trap where they can point you out and say, look at these crazies, to a normal person that's not been deprogrammed. And so then they can have that normal person turn on you in a dime. And the next thing you know, you're locked up. You're losing your kids. You're whatever. You're getting kicked out of your place. You're getting harassed by the idiots out here in the streets because, see, you're not crafting your arguments in that sharp, precise, and concise sort of way. You're feeding into the very structure and the very cartoon that they created that say you are. And so we got to be careful about that sort of thing. Now, let's get into this. If already now we have contrived to possess ourselves of the minds of the goy communities to such an extent that they all come near looking upon the events of the world through the colored glasses of those spectacles we are setting astride their noses. Think about the colored glasses of the spectacles they're setting astride their noses with Iran and President Assad of Syria. Oh, my God, this guy's gassing and torturing his people. Iranians, they're building these nukes. They're going to bomb Israel. They're going to bomb us. And then you know, all of the kind of crazy, you know, like they're saying, the colored spectacles. All right. If already now there's not a single state where there exists for us any barriers to admittance into what Goy stupidity calls state secrets. Yeah, think about that. There's no barriers in any single state for them to penetrate Goy state secrets. Think of the leaks. Think about all this garbage. The penetration that goes back decades into our telecom systems. Amdocs, remember that? Bill Clinton, he's on his White House phone, and they're tapped. Lewinsky gets sent his way, the honey trap out of Israel. And then Hillary's honey trap, the Huma out of Saudi Arabia. Her little lesbian honey trap. I mean, it's just classic to watch all this. What will our position be then when we shall be acknowledged supreme lords of the world in the person of our king of all the world? Pretty fascinating stuff. All the so-called liberals are anarchists, if not in fact, at any rate in thought. Every one of them is hunting after phantoms of freedom and falling exclusively into license. That is, into the anarchy of protest for the sake of protest. Think about these morons out here in our streets right now. That encapsulates exactly what they've been created. They're like these golem Frankenstein creatures in the murky, deep recesses of the Kabbalistic Talmudic mind. They've created a whole – I mean, I know people that are very close to me, not blood, but let's just say very close. They send these kids to the universities, and then the next thing you know, they're straight commies. They've been deprogrammed of everything that all of us have ever tried to give them. They go away to school. The next thing you know, they got blue hair and they're talking refugees welcome. Okay? And who knows what the hell they're doing. And I know I was – look, I was an idiot in my 20s. Believe me. I was even after I got out of the military, I had a stint of – very crazy stuff, but I was never a left winger. I was never like some libtard where I said, yeah, I want to invite every swing and you know what into my country just for the sake of diversity. I would never was like that. I guess the Marine Corps just hardened me to the point where it wasn't going to happen. But back to the protocol. And if there should be any found who are desirous of writing against us, they will not find any person eager to print their publications. Literature and journalism are two of the most important educative forces, and therefore our government will become proprietor of the majority of the journals. This will neutralize the injurious influence of the privately owned press and will put us in possession of the tremendous influence upon the public mind. In the front rank will stand organs of an official character. They will always stand guard over our interests. And therefore, their influence will be comparatively insignificant. In the second rank will be the semi-official organs, whose part it will be to attract the tepid and indifferent. In the third rank, we shall set up our own, to all appearance, opposition, which, in at least one of its organs, will present what looks like the very antipodes to us. Our real opponents at heart will accept this simulated opposition as their own and will show us their cards. So you got to be careful about some of these people who look like they're the perfect opposition to this juggernaut, because some of them are actually the types like the third rank. They've been set up to suck you in. You show them your cards. Next thing you know, you're in the gulag, all right? All of our newspapers will be of all possible complexions, aristocratic, republican, revolutionary, even anarchical, for so long, of course, as the Constitution exists. You see, it's pretty crazy. And I know we're coming up on break. These attacks upon us will also serve another purpose, namely that our subjects will be convinced of the existence of full freedom of speech, and so give our agents an occasion to affirm that all organs which oppose us are empty babblers, since they are incapable of finding any substantial objections to our orders. Getting into the journalists and their secrets, not one journalist will venture to portray this secret, for not one of them is ever admitted to practice literature unless his whole past has some disgraceful sore or other. These sores would immediately be revealed. Reminds you guys like Don Lemon. See you guys at the other side of the...
Oh, fall. My favorite time of year. Cooler temperatures and, well, let's be honest, layers. Lots and lots of layers. Look, I get it. We all have that favorite hoodie. Matter of fact, I've got a few favorite hoodies. You should wear yours. Enjoy it. I do. But I stay focused on my health year-round. And for me, I take Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. Nature's Youth RSF from naturesyouth.com. I eat right, control my portion sizes, still maintain a commitment to regular fitness, and I get plenty of rest. And I take Nature's Youth RSF. It's okay to cover up your beach body for a few months, but don't just forget about it. Nature's Youth understands exactly what it means to provide top quality health products, and Nature's Youth customers not only improve their health, they know they're also providing their body with the right nourishment to maintain peak performance levels and fight the aging process. So layer up and get started today with Nature's Youth RSF. Naturesyouth.com. Simple to use, even simpler to order. Go to naturesyouth.com. That's naturesyouth.com.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at numanarepublic.com. That's NUMANARepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Network. Support RBN any way possible, folks. Let me get done with this. Couple sentences left. Now, this is kind of freaky. We shall have a sure triumph over our opponents, since they will not have at their disposition organs of the press in which they can give full and final expression to their views, owing to the aforesaid methods of dealing with the press. We shall not even need to refute them except very superficially. See, this is changing. This is why you almost have to look at the folks that created the internet, and which is our DARPA gang and the Pentagon. But it's like they've taken that control off. So we're now, this is what's freaky about this whole fake news kind of bubbling up. It's because now the battle is not even on those corporate structures anymore. Fox, CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they're all torched. The battle now is in the alternative, or what's considered alternative. Now, Jones has become a real – I mean, he's thrown his whole shot in the wind with Trump. So we know where he's at. But, I mean, even some other heavy hitters are really – you know, thinking Trump has got some, let's say, genuineness to him. And others are very leery. I'm really on the fence with it. There's things that I like and there's things that I don't. But let's get into this. This is crazy. I got a couple minutes left for this next break, and then we got a long segment after the top of the hour. Now, listen to this. This is freaky. When we are in the period of the new regime, and think of this Trump regime coming in for everybody that's kind of leery. When we are in the period of the new regime transitional to that of our assumption of full sovereignty, think about all the mobsters surrounding Trump. I mean, a good 100 of these Ashkenazi guys. We must not admit any revelations by the press of any form of public dishonesty. It is necessary that the new regime should be thought to have so perfectly contented everybody, drained the swamp, a.k.a., that even criminality has disappeared. The pedos are all getting arrested. Cases of the manifestation of criminality should remain known only to their victims and to chance witnesses, no more. And so this whole thing where these people are riding the wave with this new incoming, you know, Kushner, Trump, Glasner, Cohen, and all these cats around Trump, heavy, heavy hitters, Carl Icahn, and, you know, all of them, that basically they're giving us these spots that, yeah, Trump's doing what he said and blah, blah, blah. You know, and look, I don't want to – if this guy is trying to really, really change some things for the better, I don't want to be one of these people out here that's just such a turd that I'm just going to lambast him, and that's all I do. At the same time, I'm not one to get my hopes very high, because I've been burned so many times by political figures, and now Trump is a political figure. So we'll see what happens. See you guys on the other side.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822, or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. The Republic Broadcasting Network.